This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 26, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, windy, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:45 p.m. Varian has unveiled an updated cleanup plan for their former Beverly site on Tozier Road. Salem News reporter Paul Layton is reporting that the plan includes heating the ground to more than 200 degrees and installing barriers under Tozier Road. These steps and several others are designed to eliminate the contamination on the company's former property. Salem News is also reporting today that former Saltonstall school teacher Daniel Hakem pleaded not guilty to new charges of child sexual abuse during a brief hearing in Salem Superior Court this week. The North Andover resident was already facing 32 counts of aggravated indecent assault and related charges. The Peabody School Committee debated this week whether the city should demolish the vacant Kiley School building. The demolition comes with a cost, and some believe that the money might be better spent addressing needs at other schools in the city. Daily Item reporter Ann Marie Tobin has more on this story in today's paper. At the State House in Boston, legislators in the House and Senate this past week have been filing bills for the upcoming session. North Shore Senator Bruce Tarr discusses the recently passed deadline for filing bills and what's next for these bills.
Address ourselves to is the filing of bills. And just as a reminder, every bill that gets filed by the deadline must receive a public hearing. And so bills that are filed after the deadline need to be admitted by both the House and the Senate. And that still happens, but everything that gets filed by the deadline, you know, is going to be subjected to a public hearing by a committee. And we engage in that exercise vigorously. And we had 6,020 bills that were filed in the House and the Senate.
That's State Senator Bruce Tarr speaking on MSONewsSports.com. Sports is next with Bill Newell featuring scores from games that were not postponed last night.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. The Celtics play host to the Knicks tonight. The Bruins are on the road at the Lightning. Many postponements last night in high school sports. Some games that were played in girls basketball. Bishop Fenwick over Peabody, 55-40. Boys hoops, Hamilton Wenham, 63. Essex Tech, 49. High school hockey, Beverly topped Rockport, 4-2. Winthrop over Medford, 6-3. Fenwick handed St. Mary's their first loss of the year with a 4-1 win. Linfield topped Triton, 4-2. Hamilton Wenham in overtime beat Latin Academy, 6-5. Essex Tech beat North Reading 6-3. In girls hockey, Peabody beat Gloucester 5-3. Many other postponements, including the St. Mary's Billerica game. St. Mary's is undefeated. They are led really in scoring by Maggie Pierce, but they get a balanced attack from other players. This is their coach, Frank Pagliuco.
We have a well-rounded, talented team that everybody contributes, and I think that's the key so far to where we're at, is we're not relying on one or two people. We have a lot of people that are contributing offensively. We're really focused on our D-zone and playing tough in the D-zone and creating chances off our D-zone play and our breakouts. And it's helped us put us in a spot, to score goals this year. And it was good to see us win in a different way. We didn't have to score three or four goals to win. It was a
St. Mary's girls hockey coach Frank Pagliuco. That's sports, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.